Andy.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott. Good morning. It is Monday morning, December 2nd, and we have CHP Officer Jordan Richards in with us. Hang on just a second. I know he got, you know, not just top billing here, but we will...
exclude one name.
We'll give you... give you the big drum roll there as well. Ladies and gentlemen, CHP Officer Jordan Richards is
there. Hey, thank you very much.
So where is Danny at?
So he is a child seat instructor.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, he's down in Santa Barbara this week instructing new technicians how to install car seats.
Oh, very good.
40-hour class.
And you brought a guest with you today.
I did. I figured, you know what, I'm not going to be able to fill the entire time myself just talking, so I brought in Megan from Friday Night Live through the county here in San Luis Obispo.
Hi, Megan. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. You're welcome anytime. We love the Friday Night Live folks.
Awesome. Thanks.
At some point, I think we had a changing of the guard because we used to have people come in on a biweekly, monthly basis mm-hmm. to talk about what's going on Friday Night Live.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
And then we got lost a little bit. So what are we talking about Friday Night Live today?
Yeah. So Friday Night Live, just as a recap, we are through the county of SLO, and we are in almost every public middle school and high school in the county. And we focus on developing youth to be leaders in both their school and communities. And we talk about issues such as substance use, mental wellness, and school climate.
Got it. And so you go out to those schools and you have a presence there and give them somebody to mentor them, I guess, a little bit, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It's cool because we kind of work with the youth themselves. So it's very much driven by what they want to do. So I'll come into my schools and say, hey, what are some issues that you see on campus and how can we kind of work together to work on those? So it's very cool that it's very led by the students themselves.
Very cool. Now, how does Friday Night Live then tie in with California Highway Patrol?
Yeah, so we actually have a grant from the Office of Traffic Safety. I am the coordinator on that grant. So that is for just awareness efforts and activities to prevent traffic-related deaths and injuries. So I work with Jordan now and other members of CHP doing different prevention activities towards that grant.
So what kind of things are we teaching everybody in terms of prevention?
You know, one of the biggest things that we're... some of the money comes through us and then we grant it to them is through the Every 15 Minute program.
Oh, yeah.
And you're aware of that.
I'm very familiar with that one.
They are instrumental in making sure that that program happens in the schools. It's night and day. I came from a different area, right? Lancaster Palmdale, which is Southern California. And we, as the CHP, handled those with the drama classes in high schools. Here, the Friday Night Live organization totally takes it over and runs the entire thing. And it's seamless, really seamless, and we really appreciate their help. But that's one of the ways that we work together. And we also, like Officer Mike Polkin, will go into the schools, elementary schools, junior highs, and high schools, and work together with him in prevention classes.
Mike, no, that's who does.
Well, that's Michael Polkin. He would sure like a spot on the radio, as we talked about earlier today.
Mike, you're always welcome here in studio. Always welcome here in studio. All right. So now with the grants that you got, are there other things besides the 15-minute program? Are there other things that you do with those kind of dollars?
Yeah. So we have ongoing programs at all of our schools, kind of based around different driving prevention months. So for example, December is impaired driving prevention month, or we kind of call it 3D month. So that is drunk, drugged, and distracted driving.
Got it.
So throughout the month, we're actually going to be at Farmers Market with CHP this Thursday doing some drunk driving prevention, as well as across all of our schools throughout the month of December. There'll be different activities for each of our schools, whether that's an obstacle course where you have to try and send a text and go through the obstacle course to talk about distracted driving, or having CHP out there with the rollover simulator. There's a lot of different stuff that's going to be going on. So that's another example of some things that we do involving our schools.
Now, I would bet, sadly, there is probably not a school that you go to that where drunk driving or distracted driving has not taken a life or not affected that school in a pretty major way. So it's got to hit home pretty good when you're there talking to those kids.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like I said, with having the students involved, it's really cool to have them and their ideas and kind of what they see as an issue. And they really connect to it and they really want to make their schools a better place, especially in with drunk and distracted driving.
Now, have you? How long have you been with the Friday Night Life program?
So I just started in July.
In July, okay.
Yes.
Do you think as a whole that the program has seen steps in the right direction with the kids that are out there? Are kids today looking at things a little differently than kids from 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah, definitely. I think that especially when we were talking about every 15 minutes, I know a lot of the students that are involved with that, like that really gives them a community of people that they know are going to make good choices as like, and they are able to kind of come back to those students that were in that program with them and talk about, hey, how can we make our campus safer? And also know that they have people to go to that kind of have the same values as them. And it really does make a difference in their lives.
Now, how about you, Jordan? Do you think there's a difference in the kids that are coming out? Are they going to make a difference in the future?
Oh, definitely. I think so. I think Megan's right. And I think the way that they run the program here in this county is allowing the kids to develop the program and run with the program. They're there just as an advisor and to kind of keep them in line. And the kids running it are our future leaders and examples for the rest of the kids in that school. So it's an awesome program. So, and I do think there has been there's a good future for them in the future.
Now, so if they're designing their own program, does that mean it's not the same program at every school? You'll have different type programs at different schools?
Not necessarily. It's more that they specify kind of the program that we have to their school. So there are certain marks that they have to hit that every program is the same, but it is kind of in some levels up to the students to decide what, like for every 15 minutes, what students are a part of the crash, like what has the most impact on their campus. In different programs, maybe there's one school wants to talk more about mental health and another school wants to talk about substance abuse. So
Okay. We
do have the programs are similar, but they are slightly individualized to each school to have a greater impact there.
As you're talking here too, Megan, I know there's probably people out there right now who have not heard of the Every 15 Minutes. So give me your elevator pitch on that. What is, in a nutshell, what is the Every 15 Minutes about when you go into a school to do that with the CHP?
So it is a simulated car crash. So it kind of exposes students to the events that could occur if they were in a drunk driving crash. And it brings together a lot of local agencies. So CHP is out there. The fire department is out there. They have a helicopter come. And it kind of is like this real life situation. And all the students involved are then taken to like an overnight retreat where they learn even more skills on information about drunk driving, how to make better choices, how to influence their friends and family. So it's really impactful for both the students involved as well as the whole school. Do you want to add any more to that?
Yeah, Jamie? The history of Every 15 Minutes, to make it make sense, is in the 80s when this program was designed, late 80s, every 15 minutes someone died due to a DUI-related traffic collision. And so a law enforcement agency down south in L.A., organized this program, and it has exploded it into this every 15-minute program where all of the state of California and other states are incorporating this into their programs where it's changed now. And you look at that and go, back in the 80s, it was every 15 minutes someone died from a DUI-related traffic collision. Now it's closer to every 51 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So there's been this program, and I don't know if it's solely guarded in this, but has had something to do with changing it from every 15 minutes to closer to 51 minutes. So,
now, is this the program that you start taking kids out every 15 minutes, or whether you take them out or whether they still walk around school? The one I saw, and I don't remember what school it was, they actually painted their faces white and still kept them in the building. And so they walk around, but they weren't allowed to talk to anybody that day. And it was just a reminder by the end of the day, if you take one of those kids out every 15 minutes, by the end of the day, you have a big crowd of white-faced kids walking around that you realize they wouldn't be there.
That is correct. And a lot of different schools, because the kids run with it, do it a little bit differently. I've done it where an officer would come into the classroom with a principal and do an obituary and pull that kid from the class.
Wow.
Or that kid's not in the class, and then we do the obituary, and everybody looks around and goes, oh, my gosh, is this real? Because none of the kids know that it's made up, right?
Right.
So the component of us being there and the shocking and the scaring of the kids, makes them realize, oh my God, this is real. This could happen.
Well, I'm really encouraged by the 15 minutes to 51 minutes. I know we're going to run out of time here real quick. So this is something we'll continue to talk on later, okay?
For sure.
CHP Officer Jordan Rich is in, and of course, you brought Megan with you from Friday Night Live. You come back anytime, okay?
All right, sounds good.
We'd love to get that conversation going with Friday Night Live here. It is...